Most men go through life believing a fundamental misconception about their own bodies, that orgasm and ejaculation are the same thing. This belief has limited male sexual experience for generations, creating a pattern where sex ends abruptly with ejaculation, often leaving both partners wanting more. What if everything you thought you knew about male sexuality was incomplete? What if men, like women, are naturally capable of experiencing multiple orgasms? The Multi-Orgasmic Man by Montauk Chia and Douglas Abrams has sparked a quiet sexual revolution since its publication. Drawing from a 3,000-year-old Taoist tradition and modern scientific research, this groundbreaking work has helped countless ordinary men transform their sex lives. The book has gained a devoted following among celebrities and everyday practitioners alike, with many reporting that these techniques have not only revolutionized their sexual experiences, but improved their overall health, relationships, and even spiritual well-being. The cornerstone of Taoist sexuality is a profound insight. Orgasm and ejaculation are entirely separate physiological processes that men can experience independently. While Western science only confirmed this finding in the 1940s through Alfred Kinsey's research, the Chinese recognized it over 3 millennia ago. Orgasm is primarily a brain experience, a whole-body event involving rhythmic contractions, increased heart rate, and intense pleasure waves. Ejaculation, by contrast, is merely a reflex occurring at the base of the spine that expels semen. The key revelation is that men can learn to experience the pleasure of orgasm without triggering the ejaculatory reflex. This isn't just theoretical. In laboratory studies conducted by researchers Hartman and Fithian, 33 multi-orgasmic men demonstrated the ability to experience multiple peaks of pleasure without ejaculating. Their physiological responses, heart rate, blood pressure, and muscle contractions, mirrored those of multi-orgasmic women. Some men experienced as many as 16 orgasms in a single session, though the average was 4. What makes this approach revolutionary is how it transforms the male sexual experience. Rather than the brief, localized release of conventional ejaculation, men can experience waves of whole-body pleasure that continue for as long as desired. As one practitioner explained, "Now I can have as much sex as I want, and I can control it rather than have it control me." The benefits extend beyond pleasure. According to Taoist understanding, ejaculation depletes vital energy, while orgasm without ejaculation preserves and even enhances it. This explains why many men feel tired after conventional sex, but energized after non-ejaculatory orgasms. Recent scientific research with nematode worms supports this theory, showing that continuous sperm production significantly reduced lifespan compared to controlled reproduction. Becoming multi-orgasmic requires developing both physical strength and heightened sensitivity. The journey begins with understanding your own sexual anatomy and energy systems, a process that combines ancient Taoist wisdom with modern physiological knowledge. The pubococcygeus, PC muscle, often called the sex muscle, forms a hammock-like structure extending from the pubic bone to the tailbone, encircling the prostate, urethra, and anus. This remarkable muscle creates the pleasurable contractions of orgasm and serves as the primary gateway to separating orgasm from ejaculation. Most men can locate it by stopping urination midstream. The muscle that contracts to halt the flow is your PC muscle. This same muscle also naturally contracts during sexual arousal and orgasm. Regular PC muscle exercises dramatically improve sexual control and pleasure. The basic PC pull-ups exercise involves contracting and releasing this muscle while coordinating with your breath. Begin with quick contractions, 2 to 3 seconds, then progress to longer holds, 5 to 10 seconds, always remembering to fully relax between contractions. With consistent practice, at least 2 to 3 times daily, aiming for 3 sets of 10 repetitions, you'll develop the strength needed to control ejaculation and experience multiple orgasms. a healthy PC muscle should eventually be strong enough to lift a towel placed on an erect penis, a traditional Taoist measure of adequate strength. Equally important is developing awareness of your arousal patterns and energy flows. Most men rush from erection to ejaculation without noticing the subtle stages in between, missing opportunities for deeper pleasure. The Taoists identified 4 distinct stages of erection: firmness, lengthening, swelling, hardness, and heat, and recognized that awareness of these stages is crucial for ejaculatory control. Each stage corresponds to increasing levels of arousal and requires different management techniques. Self-pleasuring becomes an essential practice ground for developing this awareness. Rather than quick masturbation focused on release, Taoist solo cultivation involves taking time, 15 to 20 minutes minimum, to explore pleasure without ejaculating. This practice, described as somewhere between masturbation and meditation, helps men discover their point of ejaculatory inevitability, the moment beyond which ejaculation becomes unstoppable. During solo practice, experiment with different breathing patterns, muscle contractions, and touch variations. Pay attention to subtle sensations throughout your body, not just the genitals. By learning to recognize this threshold and back away from it through conscious breathing and PC muscle control, men develop the precise awareness and physical control needed for multiple orgasms. The key is to approach this edge repeatedly while maintaining relaxation and presence, gradually building tolerance for higher levels of arousal without losing control. Regular practice also helps develop sensitivity to your body's subtle energy movements. Many practitioners report feeling waves of pleasure throughout their body, not just in the genitals, as they become more attuned to their sexual energy. This whole-body awareness is fundamental to the multi-orgasmic experience. The most crucial skill for becoming multi-orgasmic is learning to circulate sexual energy throughout your body rather than allowing it to concentrate in the genitals. When sexual energy builds up in the groin without release, it eventually triggers ejaculation. By drawing this energy upward through the spine to the brain and then down the front of the body to the navel, men can experience orgasmic pleasure throughout their entire body while avoiding ejaculation. The cool draw technique helps manage sexual energy before high arousal. By gently contracting the muscles around the testicles, perineum, and anus while inhaling, you can draw energy upward through your spine. With practice, you'll feel this energy as warmth, tingling, or vibration moving up your back. For moments of high arousal, the big draw technique prevents ejaculation while still allowing orgasm. When approaching ejaculation, stop stimulation, take a deep breath, contract your PC muscle strongly, and draw energy up your spine to your brain. This powerful practice requires proper preparation. Practicing on an empty stomach, wearing loose clothing, maintaining proper posture, and approaching the exercise with a playful attitude rather than forcing the energy. If you pass the point of no return, the finger lock technique can help. Press the 3 middle fingers of your dominant hand into the million-dollar point, the indentation between your anus and scrotum, just hard enough to block semen flow. Contract your PC muscle, pull up your perineum, and draw energy upward. Though you'll lose your erection, you'll preserve much of your sexual energy. With practice, these techniques become second nature. Most men who diligently practice experience their first multiple orgasms within weeks and master the technique within 3 to 6 months. As one practitioner described, "At first, I had to concentrate intensely on the techniques, but now I can just relax into the experience and let the orgasms flow through my entire body." Becoming multi-orgasmic isn't just about male pleasure. It transforms how men approach female pleasure as well. Understanding female arousal patterns becomes essential for synchronizing the sexual experience. In Taoist terms, men are like fire, igniting quickly but easily quenched, while women are like water, requiring time to boil but sustaining heat. Without ejaculation ending the encounter, men can take the time needed to fully satisfy their partners. The Taoist approach emphasizes slowness and attention to the entire body. The essence of foreplay is slowness, states the ancient discourse on the highest Tao under heaven. Begin with passionate kissing and touch extremities before genitals, starting with hands and feet before moving inward. When approaching breasts, spiral around them in ever narrower circles before reaching the nipples. Most men approach nipples too quickly. Similarly, stimulate the inner thighs, mons, and vaginal lips before directly touching the clitoris. Understanding female anatomy is crucial. About 70% of women require clitoral stimulation to reach orgasm. The clitoris has more concentrated sensitivity than the penis, so focused, subtle movements work better than vigorous stimulation. Begin with less sensitive areas, the base and sides of the clitoris, before progressing to the hood and glands. For internal stimulation, the G-spot, located 1.5 to 2 inches inside the vagina on the upper front wall, responds well to firm, rhythmic pressure. However, the missionary position often misses this spot completely. Woman on top or rear entry positions with shallow thrusting work better. Taoist thrusting techniques alternate between shallow and deep penetration. The most common pattern involves 9 shallow thrusts followed by 1 deep thrust. This creates a pleasurable vacuum effect for your partner and helps you last longer. Advanced thrusting involves a spiraling action that provides more complete stimulation than simple in-and-out movements. When both partners understand sexual energy cultivation, lovemaking transforms from a physical act into an energetic exchange. The soul mating practice teaches partners to circulate and exchange sexual energy, creating deeper connection and more profound pleasure. The practice involves several stages: building sexual energy through pleasuring techniques, embracing face-to-face with deep eye contact, coordinating breathing, circulating energy through each partner's own microcosmic orbit, the energy pathway running up the spine and down the front of the body, and finally exchanging energy between partners. This exchange occurs through the eyes, mouth, hands, genitals, and heart. While inhaling, envision drawing your partner's energy into yourself while they do the same. Continue circulating this energy through your bodies and exchanging it for 9 to 18 cycles. In Taoist philosophy, yin, feminine, and yang, masculine, energies are complementary forces that generate all creation. While men generally have more yang energy and women more yin energy, each person contains both energies. These energies have different characteristics. Yang is quickly aroused and quickly extinguished. Yin is slowly aroused and slowly extinguished. Partners can balance each other through energy exchange during lovemaking. The exchange is reciprocal. You cannot receive yin energy without giving yang energy. This exchange helps prevent excessive energy buildup that leads to ejaculation while creating a profound sense of union. With practice, couples may experience what Taoists describe as the true fusion of sexual and spiritual energy, a dissolution of physical boundaries where individual bodies seem to merge into ecstatic vibrations of circulating energies. This represents the highest form of lovemaking in the Taoist tradition, a true orgasm of body and soul. Beyond physical pleasure, Taoist sexual practices offer profound and comprehensive health benefits that extend throughout the body. The prostate gland, often called the male G-spot and crucial for reproductive health, benefits tremendously from these ancient techniques. Prostate problems, including infection, enlargement, and cancer, affect nearly 1 in 10 men during their lifetime. While Western medicine often views these conditions as inevitable consequences of aging, Taoists maintain they can be prevented through proper practice and maintenance. Sexual kung fu exercises incorporate several specific techniques for prostate health. The foundational practice of stopping the stream involves interrupting urination mid-flow to identify and strengthen key muscles. PC pull-ups, rhythmic contractions of the pubococcygeus muscle surrounding the prostate, build strength and flexibility in this crucial area. These exercises, when practiced consistently, create a powerful massage effect on the prostate gland. The prostate can also be stimulated directly through careful anal massage or by applying pressure to the million-dollar point, a specific spot between the anus and scrotum. One documented case study described a practitioner who had suffered severe prostate pain since adolescence. After dedicating himself to several weeks of consistent practice, combining PC muscle contractions, prostate massage, and energy circulation techniques, he reported his symptoms had virtually disappeared. For men concerned about fertility, sexual kung fu provides multiple approaches for increasing sperm production and quality. Research indicates that each day of sexual restraint raises sperm count by 50 to 90 million, with optimal counts typically achieved after 7 to 14 days. Specific testicle massage techniques, including gentle rotation, tapping, and warming exercises, help stimulate sperm production and compensate for the lack of natural movement caused by tight modern clothing and sedentary lifestyles. These practices also improve blood flow and hormone production in the reproductive organs. The system offers particularly powerful solutions for common sexual difficulties, including premature ejaculation, erectile dysfunction, and declining sexual vitality. By developing greater awareness and control of sexual energy through breathing techniques, muscle control, and mental focus, men can address these issues naturally without relying on pharmaceutical interventions. The practices become increasingly valuable with age, as the body's vital essence becomes more precious and each ejaculation more depleting to the system. The renowned ancient physician Sun Tzu Miao provided specific guidelines for sexual frequency based on age. Men at 40 should ejaculate no more than once every 10 days, those at 50 no more than once every 20 days, and men at 60 should preserve their essence entirely by avoiding ejaculation. However, these frequencies represent maximum limits that should decrease with age. They don't restrict how often men can engage in sexual activity and experience non-ejaculatory whole-body orgasms. This approach allows for maintaining an active and satisfying sex life while preserving vital energy for health and longevity. Most people experience transcendence more intensely during lovemaking than in religious settings. Sex allows us to transcend physical limitations, fuse with another person, and occasionally feel at one with the universe. This transcendent quality of sexuality has been recognized across cultures and throughout history, appearing in everything from ancient temple carvings to modern poetry. Unlike some religious traditions that separate sexuality and spirituality, Taoism views them as inseparable. Spirit permeates the entire physical world, including our bodies and their most intimate functions. The Taoist tradition recognizes three overlapping types of energy that form a continuous spectrum of refinement. Sexual energy, Qing Qi, is the most physical form, generated primarily in the genitals but present throughout the body. Through dedicated practice and conscious cultivation, this energy can be transformed into qi, life force energy, that flows through the meridian system and eventually into shen, spiritual energy, the most refined form that connects us to higher consciousness. This transformation process mirrors the natural world cycles of refinement, like water becoming vapor and then pure light. With consistent practice, practitioners systematically open higher energy centers called Tan Tien, reservoirs, located at three primary points, the navel, lower, and head, upper. As Healing Tao instructor Michael Nguyen explains, while the entire body is one large interconnected field of energy, it's easiest to open each center sequentially. You must open the lower centers first to provide a strong platform for the higher ones. Each Tan Tien serves specific functions. The lower center grounds and stores energy, the middle center transforms it through the heart's wisdom, and the upper center enables spiritual connection. Sexual energy acts as an amplifier of consciousness, intensifying whatever emotions and attitudes are present, which is why sexual pleasure can feel like the highest bliss and why lovers' quarrels can be so devastatingly intense. This amplifying quality makes emotional preparation and psychological clarity essential prerequisites for advanced practice. Therefore, resolving emotional conflicts before circulating sexual energy is crucial. Like fire, sexual energy can nourish or destroy depending on how it's used, requiring wisdom and proper guidance for its cultivation. The ultimate goal of Taoist sexuality isn't simply multiple orgasms or even better health, though these are valuable benefits. Rather, it's the transformation of consciousness through the systematic cultivation and circulation of sexual energy. By learning to harness this most powerful energy in the human body, practitioners can experience profound states of awareness and connection that transcend ordinary experience. This transformation leads to what Taoists call immortality, not necessarily physical immortality, but a state of consciousness that transcends the usual limitations of the ego and connects with the eternal Tao. The journey to becoming multi-orgasmic begins with self-knowledge, but ultimately flourishes in partnership. Initially, men must develop awareness of their own bodies, energy systems, and arousal patterns through solo practice. This foundation of self-understanding requires dedicated time exploring breathing techniques, muscle control, and energy circulation, often taking several weeks or months to master the basics. Through this process, men learn to recognize their unique arousal patterns and identify their point of no return with increasing precision. The solo journey involves several key milestones. First, mastering deep breathing and PC muscle control, then learning to separate orgasm from ejaculation, and finally developing the ability to circulate sexual energy throughout the body. Many practitioners report that this self-discovery phase fundamentally changes their relationship with their own sexuality, moving from goal-oriented performance to mindful awareness. Communication becomes essential when introducing these practices into a relationship. One multi-orgasmic man recalls, "My girlfriend responded in a very open and positive way. Her reaction was certainly influenced by the fact that our sex quickly became more beautiful. It was also quite important that I practiced often by myself, so I rarely had to interrupt our lovemaking." Another practitioner shares, "The key was explaining the benefits for both of us, longer intimacy, deeper connection, and multiple waves of pleasure rather than a single climactic endpoint." When sharing these practices with a partner, timing and approach matter significantly. Explaining your practice briefly but clearly helps gain your partner's support. Women typically respect and find this approach exciting, especially when they experience the benefits of longer, more satisfying lovemaking sessions and a partner who remains attentive and loving throughout. Many couples report that this journey transforms their entire relationship, creating deeper emotional intimacy along physical pleasure. The practices in this book aren't just techniques. They represent a comprehensive philosophy of sexuality that honors both pleasure and health, both individual fulfillment and deep connection between partners. This holistic approach integrates physical practices with emotional and energetic awareness, creating a foundation for profound sexual and spiritual growth. As one practitioner eloquently stated, "These teachings should be cherished and practiced. The more pleasure given, the more received. The more healing offered, the more healing experienced." The ultimate goal extends beyond physical technique to encompass genuine intimacy, mutual understanding, and shared exploration. Couples who embrace these practices often report not just improved sexual satisfaction, but also enhanced emotional connection, better communication, and a deeper sense of partnership in all aspects of their relationship. This transformation often ripples out into other areas of life, fostering greater overall well-being and relationship satisfaction. The multi-orgasmic potential described in this book isn't some exotic superpower. It's our natural birthright as human beings. Many pre-adolescent boys experience multiple orgasms before they begin ejaculating, and some men maintain or rediscover this ability throughout adulthood. Clinical studies have documented cases of men experiencing 3, 4, or even more orgasms in succession, demonstrating that this capacity remains latent within male physiology. What the Taoists discovered was not something new, but something forgotten, the true nature of male sexuality before cultural conditioning and modern misconceptions limited it. Unlike the common belief that male sexuality peaks in the teens and declines thereafter, the Taoists have always known that a man's sexuality can improve with age if he understands its true nature. This wisdom has been validated by modern research showing that older men who maintain regular sexual activity often report deeper, more satisfying experiences than in their youth. Without ejaculation as the natural endpoint, couples can make love for extended periods, sometimes hours, experiencing a profound intimacy that transcends words and orgasm counts. This extended lovemaking creates opportunities for deeper emotional connection and spiritual communion between partners. The sexual wisdom of the Tao offers a comprehensive path to healing. Healing our relationship with our own bodies, healing our connections with our partners, and ultimately healing our relationship with the life force itself. By learning to work with sexual energy rather than against it, we reclaim not just greater pleasure, but greater wholeness as human beings. This involves understanding the subtle energetics of arousal, learning to circulate sexual energy throughout the body, and developing a more refined awareness of our own sexual response patterns. The Taoist approach teaches specific breathing techniques, muscle exercises, and mindfulness practices that help men develop greater sexual awareness and control. These practices not only enhance pleasure, but also promote overall health and longevity. Traditional Taoist texts describe how sexual energy, when properly cultivated, can nourish the internal organs, strengthen the immune system, and even slow the aging process. As we heal ourselves and our relationships through these practices, we begin healing the planet, starting in the bedroom, where the next generation is conceived. This ripple effect extends beyond individual relationships to influence broader social attitudes about sexuality and gender. In a world often dominated by sexual dysfunction, exploitation, and disconnection, the Taoist approach offers a vision of sexuality that is at once more pleasurable, more loving, and more life-affirming. A vision worth exploring. One breath, one contraction, one orgasm at a time. This ancient wisdom provides practical tools for transforming not just our sexual experiences, but our entire approach to intimacy and relationship.